This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. 12th Conference of Forum of Election Management Bodies of South Asia commences. Prime Minister K.P. Sarma Oli insists on collective efforts to promote universal voting rights. Nepal's Paralympics bronze medalist Palesa Govardhan receives grand welcome upon returning home. President, Prime Minister and Kathmandu Metropolis honor Govardhan for her historic feat. And 4 people dead in high school shooting in the United States state of Georgia. Now, the news in detail. Prime Minister K.P. Sarma Oli has asserted that it is the state's responsibility to respect citizens' voting rights, inaugurating the 12th conference of the Forum of Election Management Bodies of South Asia yesterday. Prime Minister Oli said the elections demonstrate people's aspiration and mandate. According to the Prime Minister, each citizen shall have the opportunity to exercise the right to vote, no matter where they are. Prime Minister Oli said it is warranted to work collectively to simplify the election procedures as per the aspirations of the citizens residing at home and abroad, as well as the opportunities and challenges induced by migration, climate change and social media. Likewise, speaking at the conference, Chief Election Commissioner Dinesh Kumar Thapalia has said that climate change, social media and migration pose challenges in the election process. Chief Election Commissioner Thapalia said social media can affect the election process, climate change poses problems in goods transportation and mobility of voters, while migration affects the election process and its outcome. The 2-day conference organized by the Election Commission of Nepal is scheduled to discuss the effects of climate change, social media and migration on elections. In addition to Nepal, representatives from Election Commission of 10 different countries, including the heads of the Election Commission of India, the Maldives and Sri Lanka, are participating in the conference. Representatives of development partner organizations, the United Nations, election observation organizations, and election commissioners are taking part in the conference, which will end today with a Kathmandu declaration. Nepal's para taekwondo team, along with Palesa Govardhan, who won the first historic bronze medal at Paris Paralympics 2024, arrived home yesterday. The National Sports Council organized a grand welcome ceremony for Palesa and the team. President Ramchandra Paudil and First Lady Sabita Paudil honored bronze medalist Palesa and her team amidst a program organized at the President's office in Sital Nivas yesterday. Similarly, Prime Minister K.P. Sarma Oli has also announced a cash prize of 6.5 million rupees to Palesa for her historic feat in Paris Paralympics. Palesa won the bronze medal in the women's K44 under 57 kg category. She is the first player in Nepali history to secure a medal in the Paralympics. Also honored on the occasion were the coach, manager and other players. Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak has said that providing quality services to citizens is the government's top priority. Speaking at the inauguration of a newly constructed building of Nepal Police's province office in Mahendranagar yesterday, Home Minister Lekhak stated that the current coalition government was formed based on the 7-point agreement between the 2 major political parties. Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation Deepak Khadka and Asian Development Bank EDB's Country Director for Nepal Arnold Koshua yesterday discussed the progress in projects related to the energy sector supported by the EDB. According to the Ministry of Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation, during a meeting held at the Ministry in Singhadarbar yesterday, Minister Khadka urged EDB to consider more investment in Nepal. Minister for Women, Children and Senior Citizens Naval Kishore Shah Sudhi has said that the Human Trafficking and Transportation Control Act 2008 will be amended within a year. Taking part in a discussion organized by the Forum for Women, Law and Development on the occasion of the 18th National Day Against Human Trafficking and Transportation yesterday, Minister Sudhi pledged to proceed with the amendment of the Act at the earliest. Lawmakers of the House of Representatives have emphasized the need to make legal arrangements that would allow best-performing students of the university to teach in schools. presenting an amendment to the bill in yesterday's meeting of the Education, Health and Information Technology Committee under the House of Representatives, lawmaker Gagan Kumar Thapa mentioned that arrangements should be made in law for exploring capable, outstanding teachers, providing them service and facilities if community schools are to be made better than private schools. Similarly, lawmaker Ganga Karki pointed out the need to finalize the school education bill based on the suggestions of experts in all sectors. Minister for Water Supply Pradeep Yadav has spoken of the need to develop climate-resilient infrastructures for coping with challenges posed by climate change and combating its impacts. Speaking at a workshop on how to make infrastructure in the Hindu Kush Himalaya climate-resilient, organized by the Asian Development Bank, ADB, yesterday, Minister Yadav underlined the need to promote the development of climate-resilient infrastructures to tackle with challenges posed by climate change. The Politburo meeting of the CPN-UML has passed the action plan of the party. The two-day meeting held at the party's central office in Chasal, Lalitpur, passed the action plan based on the feedback from the Politburo members, which is to be finally agreed upon by the secretariat meeting. According to the UML Publicity Department Chief Rajendra Gautam, the Politburo members emphasized the effectiveness of the action plan while expressing concern over the lack of proper evaluation of the work done by the party committee and cadres. In the meeting, 51 Politburo members gave their feedback on the party's annual action plan presented by General Secretary Shankar Pokharel. Cancer treatment services have been expanded to three provincial hospitals across the country. The services have been extended to the Sethi Provincial Hospital at Dhangadi of Surkhet District, Surkhet Provincial Hospital in Surkhet District and Koshi Provincial Hospital at Biratnagar in Morang District. The BP Koirala Memorial Cancer Hospital at Chitwan will facilitate to start the treatment services at Sethi Provincial Hospital. An agreement towards this was signed between the representatives of these two public health facilities yesterday. According to the Ministry of Health and Population, a similar agreement has been signed with Surkhet Provincial Hospital and Koshi Provincial Hospital. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international news updates. Four people have been killed in Georgia as part of the southern United States after a shooting opened fire. After a shooter opened fire on the grounds of Appalachian High School in the city of Winder, northeast of Atlanta. The Georgia Bureau of Investigation said in a news conference yesterday that the gunman, a 14-year-old student, surrendered without a struggle and was taken into custody. Two of those killed were students and two were teachers, with nine people taken to local hospitals with various injuries. The incident is the latest school shooting in the United States where such attacks have become relatively frequent. So far, Gun Violence Archive, or research non-profit, has tallied 358 mass shootings in the U.S. this year, defined as shootings where four or more people were injured or killed. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. With the influence of monsoon across the country, the Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur in some places of Kosi, Bagmati, Gandaki, Lumbini, Karnali and Sudarpashim province, and at a few places in the rest of the province with chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of the Kosi, Bagmati, Lumbini and Karnali province today. The division for the states that the monsoon low pressure line is situated around its normal position in the western part of the country and towards the south of its normal position in the eastern part of the country. According to the latest information provided by the division, the minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley is recorded as 19.5 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature as 30.7 degrees Celsius with 2.2 millimeters of rain. With this, we have almost reached the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines again. The 12th Conference of Forum of Election Management Bodies of South Asia commences. Prime Minister K.P. Sarma Oli insists on collective efforts to promote universal voting rights. Nepal's Paralympics bronze medalist Palesa Gobardhan Rai receives grand welcome upon returning home. President, Prime Minister and Kathmandu Metropolis honor Gobardhan for her historic feat. And four people dead in high school shooting in the U.S. state of Georgia. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.